What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Elevate Experience,
the podcast about overcoming struggles and adversity and how that relates to addiction, recovery, and health. I am your host and the CEO of Elevate Addiction Services, Angie Manson.
And I'm Dallas Terrell, co-host and life intervention counselor at Elevate. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's jump right in.
Today, we have a special guest, Director of Health and Wellness, Leslie Ryan. Hey, Les, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome, Les.
Hey, Dal.
Hello.
So, Les, why don't we start off and tell us, what exactly do you do? What is a Director of Health and Wellness in charge of?
So, as the Director of Health and Wellness, I oversee the detox area, the health department, and the Department of Family Support. So, I work with the clients and all of the staff who work with the clients themselves through the detox process. I help out in the health office with the doctor and the nurses, and with the Department of Family Support, we have a family advisor who is the main point of contact for clients' families and loved ones throughout their stay in our program. So I kind of help manage all of those areas.
Yeah, you do a lot around here and in the most crisis type area.
Yeah.
Les definitely has her hands full a lot of the time.
All the time.
That is true.
There we go. Well, why don't we talk about the detox process a little bit, Les, and maybe kind of what that looks like for a client when they do get here.
Sure. So prior to a client's arrival, we get a lot of information from our admissions department about, you know, what's been going on with that client, all the information that they've collected. So by the time the client gets here, we're prepared, you know, to welcome the client into our program.
Right.
We communicate with the doctor right away with, you know, vital signs, what's going on with them, what they're coming off of. So then that way the doctor can make the decision whether they're going to need medications to help them through the process and get them as comfortable as possible as they're going through the detox process. When they get here, right after they get admitted into the program, they go up to our detox area, which it's a little bit separate from the rest of our facility, gives them some privacy and allows them to go through the detox process with other people who are detoxing. And we have a lot of staff who work up there, our detox technicians, in order to help them get through the detox process. It's probably about an average of 7 to 10 days that someone spends in detox. We have them on medications to alleviate various symptoms and help them safely and comfortably get through the detox. And then once they're kind of, you know, finished with all of that, they're on a good routine and a good schedule, then they get to transition out of detox in order to get started on the program.
That was great.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
That pretty much sums it all up.
There we go, Les.
What would you say one of the harder drugs to detox, or that we watch people really struggle with detoxing? Because they're made pretty comfortable. Like the idea, you know, is to make it confrontable and comfortable for them before they can, you know, do the rest of the program. But what do you see people really struggle with?
And I think, you know, each substance or each person is going to struggle in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not necessarily one that's worse than the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely, I think comfort wise, I think a lot of people that are using opiates, heroin, pills, things like that, are probably the most uncomfortable, but they can get through it. You know, we have medications in order to help manage the symptoms, get them comfortable, allow them to sleep and be able to keep food down and fluids and all of that. On the flip side of that, people that are coming off of alcohol or benzos, that's more so a safety issue, because mm-hmm. when you're coming off of those, there is a risk for seizure and, you know, for worse medical complications to go on. So we really right. keep a close eye on those guys. Those are the ones that we make sure that we keep in close contact with admissions about, so we know what time they're going to get here, so we can get them started on that protocol right away. And then, you know, meth and other various substances, there's all different kinds of stuff that people come in here coming off of. And that's kind of on a case-by-case basis as to how severe their symptoms are going to be. You know, some people sleep all day, some people don't sleep at all. So, you know, that's why we have as many staff as we do up in the detox area to really engage the clients and be able to meet them where they're at. We do things up there like we play board games or we take them on nature walks around the facility and do different things just to kind of keep their mind off of stuff. Sometimes, you know, you can go to a detox where they just want you to lay in your bed all day and Somebody just checks on you, you know, a couple times an hour and takes your vital signs. And, you know, then you're just kind of laying there. You're stuck in your head. You're homesick. You're having drug cravings. So here, you know, we want the clients to kind of be up and about as much as they're able to. The time goes by faster. They're not thinking about drugs and wanting to go home and all of that. So, you know, I think it's a pretty smooth process that we do here.
Absolutely.
One of the big differences, and I know Seth mentioned this, that he really liked, as far as us being different than other detoxes, is that it's separated from the rest of the clients, which is good for the people later on in the program so that they're not getting triggered by people coming in high on different kinds of drugs. Do you feel like that's a big benefit that we have here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we do have all of our detox clients kind of separated from the rest of the group. It's actually in a different building than, you know, any other part of the program. Their meals are brought up to them. They can come down, you know, they come down and they meet with the nurses and the doctor and, you know, they go for walks around the facility and things like that. But, you know, their home base is the detox area, which is separate from the rest. And, you know, when you're going through detox, you're not at your best. You're not waking up in the morning and showering and doing your hair and putting your makeup on. So, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable that you're surrounded by other people who also are not feeling well. No one's judging you. And I think the clients, you know, it's their safe space for them in order to really get through that, go through whatever they have to go through. Then they come out the other side and they get started on the program.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, you know what, I think one thing that also that is really different about us is we don't even allow them to start on their program, like the learning and a tackling of the addiction until they're actually done with detox. Do you find that that makes people sort of speed up their own detox process, like on their own free will, because they know they're not going to drag out being on medication for weeks and weeks and weeks? Like they get eager. They're like ready. They're like, okay, I'm going to go start my program now. And it kind of psychologically... and of course we wouldn't let them off unless it was physically okay to do so. But I think it sort of pushes them to want to get out of there and get moving on things.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, a lot of times clients will tell me, hey, I'm starting to get cabin fever. I'm getting sick of being up here and kind of confined and, you know, staff is watching me all the time. And, you know, to us, that's a good sign. That means, okay, you're ready to get started on the program. You know, there's nothing wrong with being eager and wanting to get started. And part of that is, you know, we want them to be weaned off of their detox medications and no longer reliant on a substance. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win where people are ready, they want to come down and they want to start exercising and they want to start working on themselves. So, you know, at that point, then, you know, they're ready to follow the schedule and be in the structured activity and the day-to-day stuff that we do here in the program.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to kind of speak to that too, the exercising. I've picked up that when the clients are on their walks and they check in and they say, hey, a lot of them, the more eager they are to like come into the gym and like do yoga, they, as the days go on, they kind of more and more suggest like, can't wait to see you. Like I'm getting excited to get in the group. And it's kind of like contagious to see them be excited to start the program. So I think it's cool that we do separate it, because it almost like the rewards down there. Like once you're done, then we can start doing all this stuff. And I really like that we do that. I've experienced it myself as well. So it's kind of why I have this like affinity for it, because it works.
Right. Yeah. And taking them on walks and slowly integrating them into the program and all of that, you know, it's kind of a gradual introduction into the program. So, you know, they're not just day one thrown into it. They're sitting in a group. They're, you know, having to talk about these deep, dark issues that they have. You know, they've been gradually introduced into the program and they're really ready at that point to, you know, they're feeling a little bit better. You know, I think if we brought somebody in here on day one, they're detoxing, they're not feeling well, they just said goodbye to their family, and you know, they're experiencing all these detox symptoms. And at the same time, we say, okay, this is your one-on-one counselor, and go into this group right now and, you know, talk about all these traumatic incidents that happened. You know, it wouldn't really be conducive. You know, I think we want to address one thing at a time. So once you're feeling better, you're in a much better headspace to really start to work on that kind of stuff.
And then that's better for the clients that are already through that process. So they're not like, oh God, look at this guy. You know,
right.
It works well for both clients.
Right.
Absolutely. I think one thing I could attest to myself as well, but also I think is a benefit of being up there too, is you start to like become curious about the program. Like I can think back to my time being, you know, in the detox facility and just like picking the detox technician's brains. Like, so what is like, what does a day look like? What does the day-to-day stuff look like? And what is that? And, you know, you almost kind of get an orientation to the facility. And by the time you come down, you know where everything's at. And you start to know a couple people's, like, faces. And, you know, that's going to be your counselor. And it's a really smooth transition to where you feel comfortable. It's not like just walking into high school your first day or something.
Yeah,
and you're just bombarded.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think we do a really good job of easing somebody in, obviously medically, but like socially as well, I think is a huge point for us too.
Yeah. Well, and we also, I think it's really great when they can come to graduations and they see like the final product, like what they have to look forward to or what they're going to look like, sound like at the end of this road. And it makes them pretty hopeful. A lot of them are doubtful. They're like, oh, I'll never get there. That won't be me. But in really short order, they start to really start to strive for that because they realize, you know, what a big accomplishment it's going to be.
Yeah.
And they almost always start their speech with, I remember when I was in detox, sitting in that chair, watching somebody else, thinking that would never be me.
That would never be me, right, yeah.
We hear that every Friday, almost every Friday, you know?
Yep.
So I guess it does work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Les, how quickly are we introducing mindfulness up in detox?
Right away. So, you know, we, one of the things that we do in detox is that we do the mindfulness exercises with the detox clients. Now, it is on a much, much smaller scale. You know, it's just a couple minutes here and there. There's a couple books up there that they go through and they read kind of, you know, leisurely. It's not, you know, a class where, you know, they're in block and they're working on this book. You know, it's kind of when they're ready to, they're feeling better. The detox technicians up there will talk to the clients about it, and they'll do at least twice a day. They sit outside with, you know, where the sunset is or by the view, and just for a few minutes, you know, they'll just do a little mindfulness practice. So by the time that they are ready to start on the program, they have a pretty good understanding of what mindfulness is.
Yes, excellent. I've seen that in a lot of the surveys. Like, I appreciated so much that, like, right from getting there, we started practicing so that I had, by the time I was graduating, so many days and months into doing it that it's now a habit or, you know, a very successful thing that I can put in my life because I've been doing it every day for 60 plus days.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was wondering if we should talk about the snacks up there. If that, is that appropriate? We should talk about the fruit cups and the
sun chips. Very popular. Yes, we have sun chips, an unlimited supply. We have frozen fruit cups, which are a fan favorite for sure. Yeah. You know, there's all kinds of food up there 24/7 for people. A lot of times coming in here, people are not taking care of themselves. Some people report that they haven't eaten at all in the past week.
Right.
So, you know, they're waking up every hour on the hour for a bowl of cereal or a bag of sun chips or whatever we got up there. So
I think they're
getting what they need.
That's amazing, you know? And I think the funny part about it, like if you're here at the facility or to like our audience, is when you come down from the cabin or the detox area, the snacks are gone.
Right.
But you don't get all the fruit cups and the sun chips and the crackers.
Now it's all about healthy eating.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's almost, there's like this atmosphere where, you know, the clients down in the program will ask the detox clients to sneak them some popcorn or some fruit cups.
Pretzels.
Yeah. And it's just like this continuing kind of like inside joke that I thought, you know, we'd share with the audience because it is funny.
It comes
up all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and we just, you know, because we so much believe in health and fitness being part of people getting well, you know, we kind of got to draw a hard line on that or else, you know, they won't get enough, again, exposure to a healthy lifestyle by the time they leave here unless we do that.
There we go. Well, do you think we should switch roles and kind of talk about the family advisor department or the family counseling?
Well, I think it's a really good segue because, you know, when the client is up in detox, they see the family advisor daily.
Right. Right. So we have someone on our staff here who is the family advisor, and that person's job is to communicate with the family throughout the time that the client is in treatment, from the day they get here to graduation day. And it starts off that the family advisor will meet with every single detox client every single morning, check in, see how they're doing, let them know, hey, I'm going to call your family, let them know how you're doing. So there's still that connection there, because for the first 7 days that clients are in our program, they're not allowed to use the phone. not allowed to, you know, get mail or visits or anything like that. So a lot of times, you know, it's a little bit of a bummer for clients, but, you know, it's definitely for a good purpose. You know, when you're coming in here, it's probably the most emotionally difficult time where you're homesick, you're in a new environment, you don't feel good, you're thinking about all the drugs or alcohol or whatever you were doing before you came in here. So if we handed that person a phone, they'd be pretty likely to say, hey, come and get me. I got to get out of here. So, you know, we're kind of hitting the reset button, allowing the family a week to be able to breathe and process everything that's just gone on and giving the clients a real time out where, you know, they're just focusing on themselves and nothing going on outside of here. But we still do offer that service of providing the family with a daily update of how the client is doing. And also checking in with the client, you know, say, hey, your dog's fine, you know, or whatever they're worried about. So then that way it's still that little connection from home. And after detox, it's not daily updates that they get anymore, but it's minimally once a week and as needed. I mean, if something really is going on and the client needs extra support or the family, you know, needs advice or guidance. I mean, it's not unusual for Cassidy to call someone every single day, you know, to make sure that that person is able to get through that. So not only do we provide the services and support for the clients who are here in our program, we think it's really important to integrate the family into this whole process so that way they get as much education and information and we're all on the same page by the time somebody graduates the program.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's something that is just vital. It's almost, in my opinion, like one of the most important things is the hard reset. Because, I mean, if I think back to other detoxes that I've been to prior, I've been on detoxes where you're on computers and you have your phones and, you know, we don't need to get into all that and what I did with those devices, but it's so difficult. Like you were saying, to confront detox when your mind's racing and you have a million different things. And like you said, so I think it's huge that we do that. And then, like you said, on the other side of the coin, where Cassidy's able to communicate all the very important things and keep everyone updated. I always like to speak to my experience because that's all I have, you know, but it made me think of that, and I just kind of wanted to put like some emphasis behind how important it really was as someone sitting up there. It's just like, hey, man, you just got to feel better. Yeah. We'll take care of the rest. And I think Cassidy and you and everyone else does a really good job of doing that for them.
Well, and it is amazing how much families need to know that they're okay, too. You know, a lot of times there's a very codependent kind of behavior, and a lot of people have also sent their kids, you know, from a thousand miles away, and they need to know they're okay. And if they can't hear their voice, there needs to be a good communication there so that they can relax and realize they're in good hands as well.
Yeah, sometimes
it's scary.
Sometimes letting a family know, hey, you know, what breakfast was that morning, you know, gives them some peace of mind of like, oh, they're okay. They had their favorite breakfast this morning. Everything's okay. You know, so it's important, you know, because there are people out there who are worried and wondering what's going on. And, you know, to be able to give everybody a peace of mind and, you know, this is okay, you're doing the right thing, you know, I think goes a long way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we definitely want to get Cassidy, the family advisor, on the show too, to kind of talk a little bit more deeply about kind of the stuff that she does, you know, because she's a huge asset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I do think it's something that's pretty unique and special to Elevate. Like it's sort of a position that I don't think a lot of other rehabs have or realize the value in having, you know, because Cassidy has gained this connection with the families from day one. If the client is having a bad day or they're wanting to leave, you know, they'll pick up that call from Cassidy right away. Like, okay, what can we do? And we sort of have like a united front that's already been built in from day one where we can best handle the client and make sure that we can get them through that hard day and not leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times too, I've seen that role kind of be like a shared role where it almost gets like lost in translation where there's like a million people that could do the role or like do like relay the message. And it almost loses like, it's like importance because there's like, there's one person that does it and they know, and it's like their rock almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's a cool feature too, is that they, you know, they start to get to know that person, like you were saying, Ange, where, you know, it's going to be Cassidy and you hear her accent, you get to know her, and like, that's your rock for the program and you trust her, and it fosters that kind of relationship throughout the program.
And a testament to that is right in Cassidy's office right now, there's a bulletin board and there's thank you cards and Christmas cards and just thinking of you, you know, and she gets flowers and, you know, from people who have graduated the program years ago and their family. And, you know, she's kind of become a little part of their family because she helped them get their loved one back.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I would say at graduation, she's in the top five people that get shouted out constantly from families because she was their sanity while they were going through the process. Because I think families come in with a lot of guilt and shame and they're used to their loved one that's in treatment manipulating them.
Right.
And we kind of help sort of sort that out and get to the truth. And it really is a healing process for the families as well to have that ally on the inside.
Yeah, for sure.
So the health services throughout the whole program doesn't just stop when you're in detox. That's not the only thing. We're medically there for you only while detoxing.
Right, right. So we do have a health services office here and we work with a doctor and along with the doctor, there's a nurse practitioner who comes to our facility as well as two RNs and an LVN that we have right now and a couple ancillary health staff members as well. So there's a lot of people here that are able to assist clients with things that are going on with them medically or physically, not being able to sleep if someone, you know, comes down with an illness or something like that. You know, it's something that we keep track of each client who is going through the program. The main focus is on the clients who are in the detox area. They meet with our health staff numerous times a day. They meet with the doctor, you know, they're kept a very close eye on. We're constantly taking their vital signs and making sure they're taking their medications and things like that. But you're right, Dallas, that does not stop once somebody finishes detox. Throughout the whole remainder of their program, clients are stopping by, you know, with various questions or concerns, and the doctor follows along with someone's progress during the time that they're here. We can help out with letters for work and school and disability and all different stuff like that. So, you know, we're pretty busy helping the clients with anything that might come up during the time that they're here.
Absolutely.
It's kind of a tricky process though, right? Because they're so used to medicating or taking alcohol to fix whatever's ailing them. And then we take those away. You know, I've noticed that clients will find reasons to require an aspirin or something like this. And it's part of your guys's job as well to sort of, you know, get the person to get comfortable with either aches and pains because they worked out hard. And that's just, that's okay. That's your body saying, you know, you did a good job, and sort of hating them on how to live without needing to take something every time something doesn't quite feel right.
Yep. And that is exactly, you know, a lot of what we see because people are used to, you know, taking this pill or that substance or, you know, this magical cure to fix whatever's going on. So they're so in that mindset that you're right. A lot of times I stop by the office, a big complaint that we get is, hey, I'm not getting good sleep. I'm not able to sleep. And, you know, it kind of comes with the territory of coming off of alcohol and drugs. You're not going to sleep very well for a little while. And rather than just putting them on a bunch of medications and knocking them out at night, and, you know, then they think they get a good night's sleep, we really want to more so educate clients and make sure that they're following good sleep hygiene. We have a packet that we go over with each client about creating the conditions for yourself in order to be able to get good sleep. Clients are drinking coffee until 9 o'clock at night. They're chain smoking cigarettes. They aren't exercising, you know, all these various things. And then they say, oh no, I can't sleep. I'm not sure why, you know? So we really want to get the clients good education about, hey, if you do this and this and this, you're going to be able to create the conditions for yourself and your body in order to be ready to sleep. Your brain doesn't know it's sleep time because you just drank, you know, 400 milligrams of caffeine. So, you know, we're going to try to help set you up. So you're tired at nighttime and you wake up in the morning. So a lot of times that's a transition because it's much easier to say, okay, here's a pill. This is going to knock you out. You're going to be able to sleep and, you know, problem solved. But we're setting the clients up for long-term success for the rest of their life. We don't want to just put them on a bunch of meds and, you know, fix it this way or, you know, a quick, easy fix. It might not be easy and they might come to our office 4 times a day, you know, in the long run, we're doing what's best for that person. So, you know, we wouldn't be doing a very good job if we just, you know, said, okay, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's do this. Let's get you on meds. You know, let's fix this. Let's do whatever you want. You know, we want to make sure that it might not be what they want to hear, but it's what they need and what's going to be best for them in the long run.
Well, and then I think once they realize, oh, wow, I actually slept good last night without the need to take anything. Oh, wow, I have two nights in a row.
Right.
Then the kind of light bulb comes on that, hey, I actually can be sober and I don't need things to, you know, feel better if I have an ache or sleep that night or just all the different things that people end up medicating over.
Right. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And I would say, too, some of the staff members in that department are, it's almost like you go in there for like medication or for something, and it's usually like, you know, maybe it's a negative thing or a headache or it's, I guess I could say a complaint sometimes even. And you're just met with so much compassion. You're met with so much experience. And, you know, a lot of times they're turned around and they're going back to group and they're like, oh, wow. Like they feel better about the situation.
Right. Yeah. So, it's like a mini counseling session.
Totally. Yeah. That they didn't expect though. Right. You know, they're like, oh, I'm just going to get a Tylenol. And they're like, well, here's why you shouldn't take it. And you should push through and drink more water and this and that. And it's, so I think it's often overlooked how like important that is too, and how many great conversations or how much help is offered there too.
Right.
And
yeah.
I think the funny part is that they didn't expect it, you know, almost like,
yeah,
like, well, here's why you should go to group, because you have a headache and in life you're going to have a headache and you're not going to call out of work. That's my favorite one.
Right.
Like, would you call out of work today? I'm like, yeah. Like, would you? Like,
yeah,
no.
Really?
Like, all right, go to group, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That's my favorite
one. It might
not
be what they want to hear, but like I said, you know, we're setting the clients up for real life. You know, if we just said, oh, you don't feel well, why don't you lay down? And, oh, you didn't sleep last night. Okay, totally fine. You know, if we just allow, it's almost like enabling where, you know, once they graduate the program, we want our clients to be able to function in the real world, and they're going to hold a job, and, you know, they're going to be held to the same responsibilities that everyone else is. So we want to create that for them while they're in the program, so it becomes normal.
Well, and we're reversing so many years of bad habits of taking something when something isn't optimum. And so we've really got to give them enough time to see that, you know, sometimes you just got to muscle through. Sometimes you just got to deal with aches or pains or annoyances or things. That's life.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you're going to have a headache.
Yeah. And you know, you probably didn't drink enough water or take, you know, electrolytes that day, and you sweated a lot in the gym. So yeah, that happens.
Right.
And, you know, so a lot of it is really like educating them as well on how to muscle through these things in a compassionate way.
Right
Yeah, I think that's the beauty in it, you know. So kudos to you, Les, for overseeing all of that. That's a lot of work.
You definitely deal with the, you know, the most, like I said, crisis area where you're dealing with probably the most originations from any area of constant hand holding and needing and 24-hour care and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You have a good team, though. Like, talk to me about detox. We talked about mindfulness. What else do they do up there? Because I know it's totally unique and different than any other detox.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. And we have a whole team of staff who work up in the detox area. Most of them are detox technicians, and they're trained to help get our clients through detox. So the health department, with the doctor and the nurses and the staff that work in the health, they kind of manage the physical aspects of things, make sure that the clients are safe and they're stable and they're getting their medications. But the whole rest of the day, the detox clients spend with the detox technicians in the detox area. And like I said earlier, you know, we want to keep them engaged. We want to keep them kind of, you know, out of their bed and out of their head a little bit. So we have various activities that we do with our clients who are up there. Nature walks, you know, we'll go for a walk around the facility. You know, there's all different kinds of really beautiful views and different places to go. Sometimes you get to see some wildlife, you know, we have deer here.
A lot of times you
turkeys,
see wildlife.
Cats,
you know, all
dogs.
Kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the clients who are able to, you know, if someone's not feeling up to it, we're not going to push them and make them do, you know, a mile hike just yet. but, you know, maybe sitting outside in the sun and, you know, things like that. We have board games that we play with our clients up there. They do one-on-one check-in counseling sessions with their detox technicians who are up there. We have a massage therapist who comes in, and the clients can sign up to get massages in order to help them through some of the symptoms. She is definitely a favorite.
Yeah, people love her.
Oh, yeah.
They get requests all day long.
Oh, yeah, and well after they leave detox,
yeah,
like,
right?
Hey.
Yeah.
Where is she? She come down here?
She's definitely one of the favorites. they get the introduction to mindfulness sessions that they do with the staff who are up there. We have essential oils, and you know, that can definitely help alleviate some of the symptoms. We have a couple books that really explain which essential oils help with which symptoms, and you know, we do aroma touch massages, just hand massages, but they really do help kind of alleviate some of the symptoms. And it also becomes a really interesting and fun activity that they do. They have all these books, and it describes all of these things that you couldn't even believe that essential oils can help with, and mix and match, and we have diffusers up there. So, you know, it's kind of a cool thing that the clients really like getting into with that. And they just kind of hang out. They have fun.
Absolutely.
They do all kinds of stuff. They first develop their treatment plan while they're up in detox. So they meet with someone and kind of go over their background and their history and what they've been through. And they get to give input on what they hope to get out of the program. So they create goals for themselves, short-term goals, you know, tomorrow, the next day, or 30 days from now, or by the time I graduate. And, you know, that's something that's constantly being updated and evolving throughout the whole time that they're here. But it's good for them to be able to really get a good idea of what they're going to be able to achieve in the program in the first couple of days that they're here. So it gives them kind of a blueprint of what we're going to be working on, how we're going to achieve that. And you get to see that it actually is possible.
I love that. That was super helpful, Les. It almost sounds like the day is like structured, but it's not intense.
Right.
Like it's kind of loose enough to just kind of happen and switch around things here and there, but it's also like not the most boring thing you've ever done.
No, you're not just sitting around. No.
Totally.
No.
Well, and I think something else we do that's different is they're not watching TV all day. They're not listening to the news. They're not programs. And we hear about that again at graduations about all the nature shows or space shows. We keep it very
Planet Earth and the cosmos.
Yeah. We don't want, you know, all this distracting, disturbing, chaotic stuff, you know, where they're watching the news or, you know, they want to watch even, you know, a drama. An hour long show. And, you know, a lot of times that can stir up emotions, you know, depending on what's going on. And then you get invested in the characters or whatever the case is. So, you know, like I said, we really want a timeout, hit the reset. We're not watching the news. We're not getting upset. We're not seeing what we're missing out on. You know, we'll watch documentaries of, you know, what's going on on the North Pole, and you can see the penguins. And, you know, it's cool because it's stimulating your mind, and there's really interesting stuff that they're able to watch on these documentaries. Yeah, but it's not distracting and causing homesickness or just upsetting emotions. So, you know, when they first get here and we're saying, okay, you don't have access to your cell phone, we're not going to watch TV, you're not calling your family, you know, it sounds very overwhelming. However, I've talked to many, many people that are so appreciative of the opportunity that they had to kind of unplug, take some time off. And, you know, there's not really any other time in your life when you're able to do that. And when I talk to other people about our program and what we do, that maybe don't even have an addiction, you know, that sounds like a dream come true for some people.
Right.
You
know,
that sounds like an ideal vacation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I love hearing about games, like board games, you know, and people saying, you know, I haven't laughed that hard or played that hard. And they're appreciative because it almost forces them to be interactive with other people, as opposed to, like we talked about, just curling up in their room by themselves and trying to muscle through this.
Yeah.
It kind of brings people out of their shells, starts getting their minds working.
Becomes
and it's kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah. Real competitive.
Help of being competitive.
It's like the one staff member that's like the best at cornhole or spike ball or ring toss or whatever game, you know.
Everybody wants to take
cabin. I was gonna say too, it's funny too, because the cabin literally has the best view on the whole facility.
Yeah,
like I wish we could upload like a picture, but this is all audio, so we can't do that. But if we could, we would
just picture a beautiful view
of the ocean, and that's where the clients get to see
perched
in the morning.
Up way on the hilltop.
Yeah, it's like motivating. You wake up not feeling so good. You just look outside and it's kind of like everything's okay.
Yeah, especially considering where most of them have come from, which have not been ideal situations.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wake up, it's quiet. I mean, it's a beautiful environment. And, you know, there's deer that walk by and there's turkeys, you know, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you're like, wow.
When you people think about detox, you think of like lab coats and, you know, technician. Is that how the staff are up there? Are they very formally dressed? Are they very clinical?
Not at all. We want to meet the client where they're at. So, you know, a lot of times people say that they can't tell the difference who's a client, who's a staff, because we want to create an environment for the client where they feel comfortable and we're relatable. And, you know, a lot of us who work here have been through similar situations and have struggled with our addiction ourselves. So, you know, it gives it a little bit more validity that, hey, I know what you're going through. And, you know, we want to create that up in detox where we're real people. You know, we're not, you know, walking around in lab coats and sterile and, you know, all of that. We just want to hang out. We want to help you. We want to get you feeling better. And we're going to take you on a walk and shoot some basketball hoops while we're doing it. So, yes. You know, I think it creates a comfortable environment for people where you don't feel, you know, a lot of times people come here and they say, this is not what I was expecting. I was expecting to be, you know, in a concrete room and people have lab coats on and, you know, real serious. But, you know, here we just want you to relax. We want you to be comfortable and we just want to let you, or we just want you to let us help you.
Yeah. And that's definitely the environment. It's as non-threatening as you could possibly be. And I think because of that, we get tremendous results.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't agree anymore. I've heard, you know, I thought this place was going to have padded walls and, you know, all sorts of stuff.
I was scared. Yeah.
You guys let me have my shoelaces. And I'm like, yeah, dear, of course. Like, what do you think this was?
Right.
Yeah. I think we should make a poster for the cabin that says, get out of bed, stay out of your head. That was like super catchy when you said that. I love that so much.
I say that to people sometimes. Because, yeah, you know, catchy. When people are, they're just laying and they're like, no, I just want to lay here. I'm like, no, you don't. It's going to be worse. Yeah. I promise.
There's nothing good in
there.
Get
out of bed, get out of your head. Let's do some stuff. And, you know, wouldn't you know it, we're right. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
You know, as we're talking, you know, it kind of seems like it's all fun and games up there, but there is a level of like oversight and security and safety that's very, very important as well.
For sure. So the detox technicians, you know, not only do they hang out and play games, they also really keep a close eye on all of our clients throughout 24 hours a day. We check on our clients. We do 30-minute checks every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day for anyone who is in the detox area. We just check where they are, make sure that they're okay. We take vital signs probably about 4 to 5 times a day. So we take their blood pressure often. We document it. We make sure that the doctor sees it. We report it to the health office so the nurses are aware. And they are supervised pretty much the entire time that they're there. So they can't go for a walk around our facility on their own. You know, they have to be with a staff member. Same, you know, no matter what they're doing. So there's always going to be somebody right there with them, helping them get through it for guidance, but also making sure that they're okay. You know, we do it in a way where we're not, you know, seeming like we're hovering over someone and, you know, counting the number of breaths they're taking. But, you know, we do want to make sure that because there is a risk for medical complications, seizures, things like that to go on while someone is going through detox, we want to make sure that they are monitored and that they're safe and that they're okay. And, you know, if they need anything or things like that.
So how do we know when they're done? Like how do we know when they're complete with the detox process?
So there's a lot of different things that we look for. The doctor typically has our clients here on a taper scale of medications. So maybe 5 or 6 days that they're on the detox medications is average. And it's going to change case by case depending on what they were using for how long, the severity of their symptoms. But, you know, we use that as a guideline. But even once somebody's off of their detox medications, if they're still not doing well and, you know, they're still experiencing symptoms, they're not feeling good, we're not just going to push them into the program and require that they follow the then structured schedule and where you're required to be certain places at certain times, participate in classes. If they're not ready to do that, you know, we'll give them a little bit of extra time until they are more stable and feeling better. So our case manager, he oversees everything that goes on throughout the day with all of our clients. If they're on medications, if they stop their medications, are they participating, how are they feeling, and the documented vital signs, all of that will kind of add up to, hey, is somebody ready to come down and start the program? And the final say in it really is kind of the client. You know, we want to make sure that they're comfortable and they also feel like they're ready. We're not going to let somebody stay up there for 2 weeks because they're saying, oh, I'm not ready, you know, because they, you know, for some reason are hesitant to start the program. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that everybody's on the same page and we're all in agreement. Hey, today's the day you're going to start phase one.
So what happens if, you know, they've been up there, you know, barely 12 hours and they're like, okay, I'm ready. And they clearly have not even gone through the process yet.
Right. So, and that does happen. Yes. Sometimes people get very eager.
Conversation happens. You
know?
Yeah.
Right. So we will explain to them, you know, the whole purpose of detox. And sometimes people may be feeling well, but they're feeling well because of their detox medications. So the detox medications, we use them because they work. So if somebody's like, but I'm not shaky and I'm sleeping at night, you know, it's a good idea to maybe point out to them, well, you're on this medication and these things, you know, combat these symptoms. And if it weren't for the medications, you probably would be feeling those symptoms. So, you know, let's continue with the current plan, continue what we're doing because it's working. And then by the time you're all the way tapered off and weaned down, then you'll be on no medications and then you can get started on the program.
Well, let me ask you this, Les, what's your favorite part about working here?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. My favorite part, my favorite part about working here is from the time that I've worked here, and I've been here for about 8.5 years. And the very first job that I had when I was here was the role of family advisor. And that will always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being a part of not only the client's process here, but the family's process who are going through a similar situation, but just at home. And a lot of times, you know, they're lost. They don't know what to do. It's confusing. It's overwhelming. They get all different kinds of advice from all different kinds of people and none of it matches and they don't know what to do. And, you know, to be able to help someone through that process. And as the client is getting better and better, the family is feeling better and better. And then at the end of it, we get to reunite them again. And, you know, just that feeling of, you know, being able to help a family get their loved one back and watching them go through that process is the reason why I do the job that I do and continue to work here and love working here. My favorite part of the week is always graduation. I know everyone says that, but I genuinely mean that. Every yeah. single graduation ceremony that I've been to for the past 8.5 years, the part where we all, you know, clap and scream and yell and stand up and the family goes up there and they get to give, you know, they get to say a speech or say something about their process or their loved one, I will get tears in my eyes every single time, no matter what. It's just like this feeling that I get.
Me
and
too.
It's like, it's a
Same.
Reminder yeah. of, okay, this is exactly why we do what we do. So, you know, I think it just kind of brings it all full circle and it's yeah. just a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah. I mean, it's by far not one of the easiest jobs on the planet to have. In fact, it's probably one of the hardest jobs you can have.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy. Yeah.
It is. It's crazy and all kinds of things. And, you know, it's life, it's death. It's like, you know, all kinds of stuff. But then there's your reward because you see in such a short amount of time, such an amazing turnaround. And yeah, when you have families, and again, it's you guys that they're like really speaking to, crying and thanking you for giving them their family back. There's no better feeling on the planet. I literally can't think of anything yeah. else that would make me feel that good unless maybe like I was an ER surgeon that saved somebody's life.
Yeah.
But
right. yeah.
Yeah. But this is a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautifully said too, Les. I think like, the whole family dynamic and aspect is just like a whole nother layer. And I feel like when I think about it, I think about my life or my family watching me go through all of that, you know, I kind of put myself in the shoes. And I usually work with the client specifically, but then when the family gets involved, it's just kind of this unexplainable, like more personal level
yeah.
that I could just, I mean, obviously I've experienced a little bit with the families too, but it's just so rewarding in like both ways. So it's so cool, you know, and I thought what you said was beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And 8.5 years, that's not a short amount of time.
No.
No, it's not.
No. You've been with
been
us a long time.
For a while, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know for sure, like when, and we have a previous episode on this where we were talking about the core values. You were definitely in our minds when we were creating the core values for this company because you are one of the most hardworking and fun people we have. You have endless compassion for people, even when they're screaming and yelling and being mean. And I mean, you guys deal with, you know, a lot of that, and your compassion gets them through that, and you don't take it personally. You know, you don't get jaded. You know, you always give everybody your 100%. And I know that families and clients are so appreciative of that.
Yeah. And this might sound crazy, but that's my favorite kind of client. The one that's screaming and yelling yeah. and freaking out and hates me and, you know, is like, they hate this place. And because when you're able to turn that person around and, you know, truly change their life, they're at a crossroads right there. They're either going to walk out of here and go do something that could, you know, change the course of their life, or they're going to stay and they're going to save their life and live happily ever after. You know, yes. That's, you know, that you're really making an impact when you're dealing in that type of situation.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because, you know, you've either saved their life forever, or if they go out and they stumble and they run into things they didn't expect, and perhaps there's a relapse, you're one of the first people they're calling, like, okay, I think I need to come
maybe
back.
You were right.
Yeah. Maybe you were right. Maybe I, you know, now right. I'm ready, you know, yeah. or you get them there, or they right. come back in a better state of mind. But because you've created such a close connection with them, you're one of the first people they call.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Les.
Thanks for having me.
That was amazing and so heartfelt. I was like, wow, I'm getting emotional over here.
Yeah.
I love hearing, like, just people's purpose, you know? And it's touching. It's very touching.
It's amazing.
All right, guys, that's our show for today. We hope you found some value from listening. And if you did, please share with someone you know or love. You can find us on social media. We are at Elevate Addiction Services.
And if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, please call our toll-free, confidential, 24-hour helpline at 833-33-SOBER or visit our website at elevaterehab.org.